Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson. Okay, go.
Hi, and welcome back to the Path to Profit podcast. I'm Dr. Manette Riordan, here with my husband, Brad Dobson.
Partner in crime.
Partner in crime, and it's just the two of us this week. We just really think that every once in a while, it's fun for us to just have a conversation with you guys and share a little more about what's happening in our world, some of the things that we're working on with our clients, and some of the things that are really inspiring us. And as always, we're going to start with a quote, and today's quote is...
From Gay Hendrix,
life is fullest when we are most true to ourselves. I'll say that one more time. Life is fullest when we are most true to ourselves, by Gay Hendrix, who's one of my favorite authors. And his book, The Big Leap, has really helped me over the years, back when I had my publishing company in Texas. And then last week, we had our private clients here in Santa Barbara with us for 2 days, and I actually introduced to them one of the concepts that Gay Hendrix talks about in The Big Leap, which is the zone of genius.
Yeah, and this is mandatory reading for me at this point. I haven't read it, and it's on the list.
On the list, and he complained about the Kindle version, so I actually ordered a print version. So now I have the Kindle version, the print version, and the audio version, because I happen to love audiobooks.
We are all in with Amazon. Apparently, we are big fans of Amazon.
Yeah, and as you can tell, we're feeling a little silly, maybe a little giddy today. We're recovering from a couple of weeks of having a cold, so I will apologize, one, for my squeaky voice, and two, if I'm coughing through half of the podcast.
We will make it.
We definitely will.
Zone of genius. This came up with our clients last week. As Manette said, we had our 2-day live training with our Path to Profit Academy clients in Santa Barbara. And it was a really, for me personally, the zone of genius stuff brought up a lot of stuff.
So can we back up and maybe say a little bit more about what we're talking about
before we
talk about the impact?
Definitely. But I want to tease them.
So
what is zone of genius?
So in his book, Gay Hendrix talks about, and again, that book is The Big Leap, and we'll put links to that in the show notes as well. He talks about how most of us are not working in what he calls our zone of genius. And your zone of genius is, you know, you're in your zone of genius when you completely lose track of time, when time flows easily, when you truly feel like you're having an impact, you're at your most joyful, and work feels really easy and it doesn't feel like work anymore. So for me personally, coaching is in my zone of genius. Teaching is in my zone of genius. Making art, connecting with people, speaking. There's a lot of activities that are in my zone of genius. But he says that as business owners, a lot of times we end up in three other zones as well. And so this is the specific activity that we did with our clients, was to look at our zone of incompetence, our zone of competence, our zone of excellence. I know I'm talking with my hands, even though most of you can't see that.
And he's That's laughing actually at me. In her zone of excellence.
I don't know. It's in my zone anyway to talk with my hands. Zone of incompetence, zone of competence, zone of excellence, and zone of genius. And he says that so many of us in our businesses and in our careers spend a lot of time in our zone of excellence, but never really access our zone of genius. So I asked all of my clients and Brad to get big sheets of paper, because you know I love working with colorful markers and big sheets of paper. And they had to make a list of all of the tasks that they're doing to grow their business. So these are tasks that they love, tasks that they don't love, tasks that have to get done, and tasks that they know they need to be doing but maybe aren't. And it was really fun to watch everybody go through this process and just fill up these giant sticky note pads of sheets of paper and fill them with tasks, and then to go back and label those tasks, which zone they were in, incompetence, competence, excellence, or genius. And the ahas that came for that were pretty startling for most people. In fact, one woman said she could just put a big giant I throughout her entire pad because it felt like she was living way too much in her zone of incompetence and not really getting to spend time in her zone of even excellence, much less genius. Other people were able to really see where they could start outsourcing, where they could start delegating some of the tasks that are in their zone of incompetence and zone of competence, Because the truth is that we try to do too much in our business and that we don't delegate and we don't ask for help. And your zone of incompetence and your zone of competence is someone else's zone of genius. But I'll let Brad share about why this was so impactful for you personally.
So I'm ever practical. And so for me, and I'm a positive person, but it's tough for me to sometimes see how I gotta get rid of that. Phone's in the way. It's tough for me to see how I can get out of having to do practical things that aren't necessarily in my zone of excellence or zone of genius. So I write down, as a new entrepreneur, there's just a lot of Joe jobs that you have to do because we can't necessarily pay for them to be done, to outsource them. At the same time, an exercise like this points out, well, if there's, if I can make $1,000 an hour in my zone of genius, then it doesn't make sense for me to spend an hour in my zone of incompetence saving $12.50. So that there's, I think there's a lot of thought and a lot of practical application to try and figure out how to, be able to add more time in my zone of excellence and for Minette and I both, our zone of excellence, our zone of genius, even our zone of competence without breaking the bank. And I can't quite figure that out yet. I think at least to start, it's identifying the low hanging fruit in terms of, where are we really wasting time, with things maybe we're excellent at that are Joe jobs that are easy to outsource or things like that. But that was the first thing it brought up for me. And so I said to Minette, and all of our clients, well, how can I get out of this? How can I spend, more time in my zone of excellence or genius?
And a lot of this had to do with the theme of our 2 days was about leadership. It was about team, about building team. How do you know when in your business you're ready to start hiring help and support? The cool thing about being an entrepreneur today, especially a home-based entrepreneur, is that you have access to a lot of support through virtual assistants and personal assistants that don't work for you full-time, that can work for you an hour here, an hour there. There's incredible resources like Fiverr, Fiverr.com. or Odesk, the letter Odesk.com, where you can find access to people that do projects, short-term, longer-term. I personally love using VAs that are based in this country. I'm a big fan of keeping my dollars in this country. Other people love outsourcing to the Philippines or to India because you can get great support for pretty low income. And I think the biggest shift, the mindset shift that people have to make is investing forward in our business. And it can be really scary to do that. And it's where Brad and I differ a lot in the way that we approach our business. I'm a fan of paying it forward and investing.
And I'm scared to death.
And he's scared to death to invest that money. But the truth is, when you're operating at least in your zone of excellence and definitely in your zone of genius, you make more money. Right? You're doing the things that are going to generate more income in your business, paying your bills or cleaning up your QuickBooks or reconciling your checkbook or posting on social media, filling up your Hootsuite, posting a blog post, doing the tactical part of sending out an e-newsletter. Those are tasks that other people can do quickly and efficiently, especially if you're not a lover of technology. It takes you a lot of time to do that. But what if someone else were managing the tasks that take you a long time to do, that would really take them 15 minutes? This was a lesson I learned when I first started working with my first VA, Tracy Osborne, with Business Solutions Made Simple. Tracy's awesome. And I realized that I was spending probably a couple of hours just trying to figure out how to format my newsletter, how to get all the pieces in there, find all the pictures. And that if I just wrote the content and sent it to Tracy, that she or someone on her team could actually do it in about 30 minutes. So in 30 minutes, I could write the content. In 30 minutes, she could format it and send it out. And that just saved me an hour and a half. I love creating the content, but the technical part was taking me a really long time, and it wasn't something that I enjoyed doing. So we've also talked a lot about how you have to understand the strategy behind the different marketing activities, the different financial activities, all the different techniques, tools, things that you do to grow your business. but you don't have to personally implement all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other, and hopefully somebody will relate to this. Hopefully I'm not the only one. I shared this with Manette yesterday. I think one of the fears I have is that if I outsource some things, that I'll use that time, that newfound time in another zone of genius of mine, which is sitting on the couch.
playing, what's the game you like to play?
Well, I was playing a little Star Wars, but on the Xbox. But anyways, so that's a concern as well. I think I, as a new entrepreneur, almost a year into it now, it's still the unstructured time and the drive behind putting in the 8 or 10 hour day and making sure I'm focused on the right things. It sometimes I struggle with that, and it's not fair to our business to outsource some things and then not fill that with time that has with time spent on things that have a better ROI. And that's really what this comes down to. If you're spending time in your zone of genius, it needs to turn into return on investment. And that investment could be things other than income coming back in. It could just be your sanity. So it, you know, sometimes it's worth paying for that. There's a big return on investment in being under or less stressed and sane as you make decisions about your business. But
well, I think part of the challenge is that there's some tasks in your business that you can't delegate, and they may not be in your zone of genius. And so we also talk a lot in the Path to Profit Academy about mastery. In fact, all of our different programs are based around mastering different aspects of your business. Some of the things that you can't delegate are speaking, networking, sales. Maybe if you have a big company and a staff of sales team, yes, you can outsource sales, but no one is ever going to be as good at representing your vision, your mission, and your big why as you are. So if networking
and writing that love letter to your clients.
And writing the love letters to your clients, I always talk about how marketing is just about really writing love letters to your clients to nurture them, to feed them, to solve their problems, to support them. So creating content eventually maybe something that you can outsource if you can find someone who can really capture your voice, but it needs to sound like it's coming from you. So really the thing that you can never delegate is where you're connecting with people. It's so important. Even if someone else is creating a lot of content for your blog and for your social media, the interactions should still come from you. When someone posts how much they love something that you shared on Facebook or on your blog, you should be replying to that. You should be connecting. There are certain personal emails that require your personal connection. Again, it's that love touch. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, you know, this is one of those times, it's kind of like writing is something that's really easy for me. It's definitely in my zone of genius. And I have to remember, it's not in everybody's zone of genius, even their zone of competence. So if networking is something that you struggle with, perhaps you're really introverted and really shy, how can you approach that from a way that you feel great about it? How can you find a group that's a match for your personality? There's lots of different types of networking. In fact, when I lived in Texas, I had this wonderful friend, Mindy Odlin. She created her own networking group because she was super introverted. And she said she was really comfortable being up in front of the room, being the expert and in that teacher role. And she didn't like sitting in the room, being the one networking. So she just created her own group. It gave her a lot of visibility, positioned her as an expert. So starting your own meetup group and bringing people to you that are like-minded is one way to help networking step more into your zone of genius. So a lot of this conversation around just growing into zones of excellence and genius is about how can we make the work that we do more intentional? How can we fall in love with some of the parts that maybe we don't love as much?
Yeah, that's a really good point, is because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, one of the things that came up in the exercise for me was obviously one of my zones of genius is working with software.
I don't know if that's obvious. I don't know if you've ever shared with people that that was your career for 20 years.
So I have a software hat that I wore for 20, 25 years in, I went a long way in the software industry. And you know, along the way, everybody told me I was probably one of the best people most talented people they've worked with in terms of software. And that didn't make my head bigger at all. But so, you know, that obviously comes up when I list things that are in my zone of genius. But that doesn't necessarily apply to our current business with the Path to Profit Academy. But I'll ask you the question. My answer in terms of, well, what do I do when some of my zone of genius is outside of the business, is I find things in the business that are really like that. So in my case, it's working with systems, it's automation within our CRM. We use Entreport, which, shout out to Entreport, they're fantastic in terms of automation and all the CRM and email parts of things. So I get my sort of software into things through that. But there's a lot more software related things that, you know, I have fun doing. That's fun for me, is programming. But I can't figure out how to add that into our business.
Well, we do have some ideas. We have some app ideas that we want to develop. We have our Artful Profit Planner that we created recently. In fact, if you haven't downloaded your free copy, I encourage you to go to artfulprofitplanner.com and get our free 30-day planner. It will give you specific tips and strategies. In fact, we should do a podcast about the big six and the importance of planning and tracking money. It would be another great topic. We got to make sure we write that down. But artfulprofitplanner.com could be converted to a software. We have ideas for helping people track their marketing activities, make projections a lot easier, and make it really visual for creatives, because everything that we do is for creatives like me, visual thinkers. Brad's super creative. So there's ways to do that. But I would also add to that, that sometimes what's in your zone of genius, it's okay to have it just be a hobby, to get that need met outside of work hours. That sometimes I think we have the mistaken belief that as entrepreneurs, that we have to channel everything that we love and everything that we're doing into our business. You can see art on the walls behind us if you're watching this on YouTube, and there's a painting in process and other paintings on the walls. It's my hobby. I have no intention of selling my art. In fact, if people ask me and they really want it, I'm happy to give it away, because it's kind of filling up my craft room here. So, you know, if you see something you want, just speak up.
The best stuff gets taken by the kids before it's even dry.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yes. There's paintings all over the house. And, you know, a decade ago, I wouldn't have had the confidence to hang my own art on the walls. Brad and I also own a lot of beautiful art. We love art. And especially back when we were double income, no kids, right? We bought more art. And that was a while ago.
Not as much cash on hand.
As much cash on hand with two busy teenagers and one about to go to college. You know, so it's all part of that planning. But just learning to channel some of your genius into things that are meaningful and impactful. I love to cook. I don't want that to be a career or part of my business, although I would like to write a cookbook someday, a soup cookbook. I really like soup.
Yeah, and anytime you want to practice that zone of genius is good with me.
But this is my
more cooking genius.
I know, we're getting kind of silly here, but you know, my point is that, and I think the point that Gay Hendricks makes in The Big Leap as well, is that spending time in your zone of genius, whether it's specifically related to growing your business or just related to increasing your enjoyment of your life, is impactful. It makes it more meaningful. It makes it more joyful. I get downright grumpy if I don't get time to paint, right? So just noticing, where can you be spending more time? Maybe you could talk about the role of music.
Yeah, that one's my zone of genius as well. And I'm not engaging in it at all. And that's not healthy. I think is when we have things that, you know, I'm not a genius musician, but for the purposes of
place.
That's right. And that's kind of the way we view zone of genius. And I think it's not healthy to not be engaging in those things. And that, although actually when you listen to the intro and the outro to this podcast, those are songs I wrote. Or little snippets of them anyways. And that was fun for me. Actually, I wrote them a couple of years ago and knew that they were on hand so I could chop them up and slap them on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, that type of thing, it's important. I think the other thing I wanted to add to this, and we mentioned it before, where we had a couple people who had a lot of zone of incompetence on their list of tasks.
Us included.
Yeah, definitely. But I think if you run through this exercise yourself and you write out 20 or 40 just tasks, all the things that you do, and you put that
I would say both personal and professional.
And you put that incompetence, competence, excellence, and genius beside them. If you find that you're putting all I's, there's some self-confidence stuff going on that we need to work with you on. Yeah. It's really important that you get past that. In fact, we have a webinar. Manette's going to put on a webinar here on Thursday related to being afraid of charging what you're worth and stepping into your value. And it's integrally linked with how you view yourself. And so that'll also come up out of this exercise. If you view yourself as incompetent in everything, or you're afraid to step into your value and charge what you're worth, those are mostly limiting beliefs and mental constructs that I think are things that you need to work on. We can work with you on in lots of different capacities, but it was a side note, but it was interesting to see because it was really indicative of how people viewed themselves. And that's an important takeaway from this type of exercise.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. And the other thing, you know, before we run out of time that we wanted to share with you, and Brad will put the link to the webinar in the show notes, and there's a replay. So even if you're listening to this podcast and it's past November 17th, you'll be able to go and access the replay of the video. But the other thing that we want to do is to invite you to come spend 3 days with us in Los Angeles and work on some of this stuff in person. So we host a live 3-day summit called The Path to Profit, Design Your Roadmap to Success. You'll spend 3 days designing your business plan. So you'll walk away completely set, completely ready to go into 2017 knowing exactly what you need to do to reach your financial goals. In fact, Brad and I spent yesterday morning, spent a couple of hours looking at our promotional calendar for 2017. We've looked at our financial calendar. We've looked at all the different things that we need to do to reach our goals. And it's a lot. And it feels more organized, I think, than we've been before. Yep. And at the Path to Profit, it's super fun, super creative. In fact, on the top of the bookshelf, if you're watching on YouTube, just under the dream sign, there's my business plan. So it looks like a mandala. It's colorful. It's creative.
Yeah, no 30-page business plans here.
It's one page, and it contains everything that you need to know to move your business forward. And the reason that it's one page and that it's pretty is so that you'll actually hang it on the wall. So on those mornings when you wake up wondering, I don't know what to do to grow my business today, you'll take action. You can return to that business plan and have some simple steps, whether it's marketing or sales or creating new products or services, whether it's looking at your finances or reaching out and asking for help and support. It's just, or remembering, just reconnecting to your big why. Sometimes we have to just stop and pause and remember why it is that we're doing this. And I was doing some journaling yesterday, and I shared with Brad that I had this sense that part of my life purpose is to really help the world heal its relationship with money. Because including me, we all have some pretty crazy mixed up ideas about money. So a big part of what we do at the summit is a lot of money mindset work. So not only will you have the practical action steps, you'll have a lot of creative fun, but you'll walk away with some new beliefs around money and how you can start attracting more of that in your business, how you could start working with more of the clients you love, and you can make your big why come into fruition. You can actually make your dreams a reality and get paid well to do it. I think that's part of what we really want to support people, is understanding not just how to make money, but how to make a profit.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about plan, and you, or if you're looking on vision on YouTube, you know, we get this pretty mandala that you fill in, and it's colorful and artistic. But it's a plan, but there's a reason you're going to be able to complete that plan, is that you come away from a weekend like this or a 3-day like this inspired and
clear
and confident. Also without, yeah, more confident and without some of those limiting beliefs. Yeah. So it would be easy to, you know, watch a 1-hour video or even go to a 3-hour event and run through a very practical approach, or, you know, a sequenced linear approach to here's how you're going to do business for the next year. And it's going to be X dollars for this and Y dollars for this. And this is good. But that's not our approach. We know you think differently. We know you're creative, nonlinear thinkers. And this is an opportunity for you to
take time out to work on your business. You know, it's the...
Yeah, and take a different viewpoint.
Take a more creative, right brain perspective on building your business.
Definitely.
Right? So business doesn't get built step by step by step. You know, part of the reason that my business plan is in circles like this is because all these things have to be flowing together. It's almost more like gears, I think, than it is like...
Or a holistic approach.
Or it's all very, very much a holistic approach. I think everything that we do involves the creative, the spiritual, and the very practical, that you have to connect with the energy of all of those spaces in order to overcome some of those limiting beliefs, remove those mental blocks, and move forward. Brad and I spent a lot of our time and energy this year removing our own mental blocks to get to the place that we want to be. A lot of deep inner work. And, you know, it's that old adage that if you're not learning, you're not growing. And so we are always on that journey. And someone else said, I don't remember who it was, but the fact that being an entrepreneur requires just as much personal growth and development as it does business growth and development. Because especially when we're at home by ourselves, it can feel so isolating, disconnected, and we can start to lose faith really fast. So if it feels like a match to you to come spend 3 days with our silliness and our brilliance and hang out in our zone of genius for a little while with dancing and crayons and markers and some really practical tools, we're going to cover numbers, we're going to cover money, marketing, and how to make sales really fun and easy. We have some really cool worksheets that we take you through, some processes, lots of guided visualization, and just lots of connecting with other creative entrepreneurs just like you. I think the community is part of our favorite part.
It's huge.
Yeah. December 2nd to 4th in Los Angeles at the Renaissance Inn. You can find more information at pathtoprofitacademy.com/summit.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this at a later date, that link is always going to work. We always have upcoming
summit.
Another one coming in
March.
If
you can't come in December, come in March.
And maybe you listen to this in 2018 and there will be summits coming up. So go to pathtoprofitacademy.com/summit and get yourself signed up and be prepared to really be able to take your creative business to the next level.
And just and if you're just curious about learning more about the other work that we do or about our academy, reach out. Send us an email, connect with us, find us on Facebook. We love talking to you, but we are committed to being in our zone of genius and we want you to come along and play with us.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well,
this was fun. It was fun.
I want to spend more time in my zone of genius.
Awesome. Well, we're off to spend time in our zone of genius. I'm Dr. Minette Riordan. This is Brad Dobson. We are the Path to Profit podcast.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening.